Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about resolving your past and things you could do to actually begin resolving your past. This week we're going to talk about honesty and the need for honesty and also the reason why people aren't as honest as probably they could be or maybe even that they should be. So I've said this before. I think our society right now, like what's going on in our country, we've taken like a weird turn. And one of the turns that I've seen is one, people completely being unable to admit they're wrong. I've talked about that before. People just don't see it, don't want to see it, get really pissed off when you point it out. The other thing that I think we've seen a change in is people being honest. And one of the things that I've seen more recently is people either kind of distorting facts in their favor, or kind of more likely, is people just sort of not saying the things they should be saying, either to their spouse or to the coworker, or even telling themselves the things that they need to be saying. So today what I want to do is talk about why honesty is important. It's kind of a little remedial course. And then I'll talk about the reasons why people aren't as honest as they could be. And then we'll do the normal takeaway about how you can actually apply this to your life. So let's start with why honesty is important. And for me, there are three reasons why honesty is really important. Probably more, but for me, these three things really matter. The first is that it allows us to know what to address, especially for me as a therapist, but also, you know, in my relationship with my wife, in my relationship with coworkers. If we're not honest about what a problem is, we don't have to agree, but if we can't even sort of be honest that there is a problem, if we can't admit, my wife and I can't admit that we're fighting, or my wife and I can't admit that our relationship has taken a downward turn, we're never going to address the issues that have led to that downward turn. We're never going to do the things to get us back on the right track. But this is something I see a lot. People come in and they'll sort of whitewash it and it's not that bad and things could be worse. But then when you poke a little bit, you find out, you know, there are problems there. The sooner we identify and address the problems, the sooner they get fixed. And so one of the reasons why honesty is important is because it allows us to know what to address in life. It allows us to see what our setbacks are. It allows us to see what's holding us back and address it. The other reason why honesty is important is because to me, it extends goodwill and credibility to the other people. I've said numerous times I worked in a prison, and there's something that people do in a prison. It's something workers do in a prison, actually, and it's called spinning an inmate. And it works really simply like this. An inmate comes in, says, "Hey, Dr. Ward, I got a question for you." I say, "You know what? I don't know if I know the answer to that question. Why don't you go ask this counselor?" The counselor says, "I don't know if I know this answer. Why don't you go talk to the associate warden?" The associate warden says, "You know what? That's really a question for Dr. Ward." So the inmate's basically been spun, right? He's sent to this person, that person, back to me, only to basically be told, "There's really no answer to your question, and we're just sort of jerking you around." I never did that. I thought it was wrong. I thought it was rude. I thought it was disrespectful. Because I never did that to inmates, I had quite a bit of respect. Inmates, even if they didn't necessarily like me, respected the fact that I would tell them what they needed to hear. It might not be what they wanted to hear, but I would tell them what they needed to hear. I wasn't going to bullshit around. It just wasn't my style. Anybody that comes and sees me in my private practice will understand I don't bullshit around. It's not really my style. And so one of the things that honesty allows us to do is it extends respect. It shows this person, yeah, you're an inmate, but I still respect you as a person. It shows, you know, if somebody's talking to me, yeah, you know, I'm having these problems, but I still respect you as a person. And the last reason for me is because it extends credibility. It gives you credibility, right? If you come in and you tell me that everything's fine, and I'm looking at your life, and I'm looking at the things you're telling me, and I see landmines everywhere, you don't have much credibility. I can't really take what you're saying at face value because I'm not sure how accurate you are. And so one thing that being honest does is it allows you to gain credibility so that when you come in and you say something's a problem or when you go to your spouse and you say something's a problem, they're going to listen to it because you're honest, because you've been telling them the things they need to hear. And so for me, those three things are the reasons why honesty is so important. Again, this shouldn't be new information for us. It should be a remediation for all of us. But if honesty is, you know, required, if honesty extends goodwill, if honesty gives us credibility, why aren't people honest? Why is it that people struggle to be honest with themselves, with their spouse, with their coworkers? Why? And I think there's sort of like kind of the most obvious answer that some people are just dishonest. Some people just don't tell the truth because it's not in their advantage to tell the truth. So they're going to say whatever they think they need to say to get what they want. But that's not most people. I don't think most people are motivated by a desire to be dishonest or to mislead other people. Instead, I think there are emotional issues that get triggered and then they affect our willingness to be honest. For instance, both my sons play guitar. My older one is 22. He's been playing guitar since he was 9. My younger son's 13. He's been playing guitar since he was 6. when I signed my younger one up for guitar, I decided that after years of sitting around watching my older one learn how to play, that maybe I would start taking lessons too. And so I started taking guitar lessons and then bass guitar lessons. The end result of all of this is we have a lot of guitars in our house. Both my sons have 2 or 3 guitars each. I got a couple basses and some other guitars. There's just a lot of guitars floating around the house. Fast forward to a few weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago. I was walking through Guitar Center and I was looking at basses just because I was window shopping, and I found a great bass. It was used. It was a good price. It was set up perfect. It was in great condition and the price was good, right? And it was exactly what I wanted. And so I grabbed it. Well, first day I didn't grab it. The first day I sort of hemmed and hawed and maybe I shouldn't. Second day I went back and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get it because I've been looking around and I haven't seen it. Now, my wife and I typically don't have financial problems. You know, same sort of concerns people might have from time to time. But in general, that's not a big thing. And so it wasn't a matter of, did I spend the money? Because that wouldn't have been an issue. If I had bought both my kids a couple pairs of shoes, it wouldn't have been an issue and it would have been the same amount of money. But I found myself doing something that I don't normally do, which was I found myself hiding the guitar from her, right? I kind of looked around, made sure she wasn't in, grabbed the case, ran it up to the guest bedroom where all the guitars are, kind of slid it in there. And I knew once it was in there, she's never going to see it. There's so many guitars in there, she wouldn't even know the difference. And I let this go for a couple days and it started eating on me. Why am I being dishonest? Why am I hiding this? She's not my mom. I can do whatever I want to do. She might be unhappy that I spent money on a guitar, but it's my prerogative. It's my life. I'll do what I want, right? But to me, there are messages in there. And I think for me, one of the biggest reasons why people aren't honest is because they don't want to deal with the consequence or the reaction or the blowback they're going to get when they tell the truth. And so I buy a guitar. I know my wife's not going to like it. I know the minute I tell her that, hey, I bought this guitar, there's going to be tension. There's going to be an issue, whether there should be or not. I know there's going to be. And quite honestly, I didn't want to deal with it. And so I just kept it to myself for a couple days. And then I'll be honest, I kind of wimped out. And I had to go tell her the truth because it just started eating me up too bad to keep it to myself. I know. Call it whatever you want. The point is I think some people are dishonest because they don't want the reactions that they know they're going to get. And so they tell things that aren't true, or they withhold the evidence. They withhold the facts the way I did. I didn't exactly lie to my wife, but to me, what I did was not honest. And so people know the reaction they're going to get is not one they want. And so they withhold information. Another reason why I think people are dishonest sometimes is because they want to avoid consequences. And for me, this is sort of kids in a nutshell. I don't think kids are sort of inherently dishonest. I think kids are inherently anxious. And when a child knows they're going to get in trouble, most kids are going to be dishonest at first. I think it's just a gut, sort of just a knee-jerk reaction as a way to avoid consequences. Nothing more, nothing less, right? I think as kids get older, we expect that they're going to mature and begin accepting consequences and stop lying. But to me, avoiding consequences is a reason why people lie. Again, it doesn't make it right, but it makes it understandable. Another reason why I think people avoid being honest with each other, right, especially when it comes to giving people feedback they might not want to hear, is because they don't think it's going to matter. My wife and I go round and round at times about the level of involvement of her family into our family. If it were up to my wife, we'd spend every single holiday with her family in some way. She just would. That's kind of how her family is. Me, not so much. Not with my family, not with her family. Just sort of not how I'm made. But I suck it up and I go do what I got to do. But when my wife asks me, hey, are you excited about going to my sister's for Easter? And my truthful answer is, hell no, I don't want to go out to Connecticut for Easter. I find myself saying, yeah, I think it'll be okay. Why? Because I know that even if I say I don't want to go, even if I say, no, I'm not looking forward to it at all, I think it's going to be a terrible trip. We're going. We're going whether I want to go or not. And so I can be honest and that I'm not happy about it and be grumpy and bring everybody else down. Or maybe I just sort of keep that to myself. Or maybe I, you know, lie about it. Again, not because it's right, but because I think that my feedback isn't going to change the outcome anyways. And the last reason why I think people aren't honest, and this one has to do more with us being honest with ourselves. Sometimes we have a hard time acknowledging the situation as it is. I've talked to plenty of people. Who will tell me that their marriage is fine and that they're happy and that they're in love and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then as we talk about their marriage, it becomes really clear that they're not in love and that they're not happy and that their marriage is not fine. But admitting that this thing that I thought was a certain way is not that way is painful for people. It's hard for people. It's a loss. Saying I used to have a good marriage and now I don't, that means something changed. And so I think one of the reasons why people have a hard time being honest, especially with themselves, is because they can't accept the situation as it is. It's just too big for them, too painful. Again, none of these reasons to me are excuses. They're just a way to understand how people behave. So what's the takeaway? How do you take this information and begin making changes in your life? And for me, it's really kind of a couple things. The first is to ask yourself, is there anything that I'm currently being dishonest about? Is there a guitar sitting up in the guest room you're not telling somebody about? Is there a conversation you need to have that you're not having? Is there a conversation you had where you weren't honest and you told somebody something that wasn't true and now you need to sort of go fix that? Is there anything going on right now that you need to address? The next step is to ask yourself, why is it I haven't addressed it? Why are you not telling people the things that you know they need to hear? And then the next step is to ask yourself, what if I did? What if I just told them the truth? What would happen? And I'll tell you what happened when I told my wife about the guitar. She was shitty. She said, do we really need any more guitars in this house? Stomped around for a couple hours, and that was life. But what if you don't have anything that you're currently holding against somebody? What if you don't have anything you're currently being dishonest about? And for me, then the feedback is this. When I'm approaching a situation that's hard, when I'm approaching a situation that's anxious and I'm tempted to be dishonest, what impact will that have on the relationship? Not the short-term impact of, well, I told them a lie, but they don't know anything, so it doesn't affect anything. What's the long-term impact? When they eventually find out I've been lying to them, when somebody eventually finds out I haven't been honest, what's the long-term impact to my relationships? Because at the end of the day, to me, all of this, this podcast today, this podcast generally, the life we live, all of this is about how I relate to other people and the relationships we have with other people. Because ultimately, to me, the relationships we have with other people are going to affect how I feel about myself. And ultimately, we want to feel good about ourselves, right? We want to feel good about the future we're creating. And so being honest with the people around us is going to allow us to do that. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. DM me if you have any questions and I'll answer them in the next episode. If you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice I'm opening in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.